DUII is driving under the influence of intoxicants. In Oregon, that could be alcohol, controlled substances, inhalants, or marijuana. Motorists caught with a 0.08 blood alcohol level or above can be immediately charged with DUII. Breathalyzer testing for alcohol is valid in court. All patrol officers are trained to conduct alcohol-related DUI investigations. If alcohol is ruled out, but patrol still suspects impairment, they'll call in an officer like Travis Cooper. He's one of 7 drug recognition experts with the Eugene Police Department.
If the custody consents to it, I conduct a drug influence evaluation. It's a 12-step process. Take their pulse, take their blood pressure, measure their pupil size in 3 different lighting conditions.
And then there are tests.
One that seems particularly helpful with marijuana investigations is one called the Modified Romberg Balance Test, and that's a mental time estimation.
Because Cooper says it's tough for people who are super stoned to keep an accurate perception of time.
So we have people stand with their feet together, arms down their sides. Basically, we're going to be asking them to close their eyes and estimate the passage of 30 seconds. So they're not counting out loud. They're not bobbing their head or moving their lips. This is one where people under the influence of cannabis tend to struggle. You know, it's not uncommon to have somebody get to what they think is 30 and it's actually been 54 seconds.
Cooper says this time estimation test can relate to driving skills.
If you look at a yellow light and you need to estimate your speed relative to how far away that light is, and do you have enough time to make it through, or do you need to stop?
Another test used to rule out cannabis is called a lack of convergence test,
which is an eye test where we're looking to see if the people can cross their eyes.
It seems when people are high, they typically can't cross their eyes. Who knew? After conducting the drug influence evaluation, Cooper decides whether or not he thinks the person is impaired by marijuana, some other drug, or a medical condition. If you're thinking this sounds like a pretty subjective process, Cooper emphasizes that the drug recognition expert program is accepted by the courts.
Case law in Oregon has already established that the DRE program is admissible. We don't need to hash through whether it's valid every single time we go to trial.
Nationwide, only about 1% of police officers go through the 2 weeks of classroom time and week-long testing to certify as a DRE. Officer Cooper trained in downtown Portland and observe the behavior of people under a variety of intoxicants.
The way it works is the instructors, they go out under the Burnside Bridge and some of these places that are frequented by people struggling with addiction, and they offer them, hey, you can get you a sandwich, some cigarettes, if you want to come back and do a drug influence evaluation. Some come back night after night, too.
Last year, Cooper was called in for 36 drug influence evaluations. He says Lane County had the highest number of DRE requests in the state.
All of us officers and drug recognition experts would love to have some sort of machine, like the breathalyzer machine that we have for alcohol, because that's a scientifically validated, reliable tool that we can use to objectively show that this person's impaired. The science just is not there right now with cannabis.
Even though pot is legal in Oregon, Cooper says nothing has changed when it comes to DUII.
Alcohol is an impairing substance, and people can be impaired by lawfully owned prescription medications. So the way Oregon's DUI laws are written, it doesn't require that a substance be illegal.
Law enforcement urges cannabis consumers to allow a couple hours before getting behind the wheel, even longer for edibles. If you don't pay attention to your impairment level while driving,
pull over.
It's very possible Officer Cooper will. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.